Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Oh, I was looking at, what is this? Is it like Wallet Hub or one of those? Oh, this was an actual study, I guess, of some sort. It's from some travel magazine, but the best places to live in America, the top five cities.
Okay.
And I only looked, honestly, because number one.
Is Overland Park?
It's not, but it is. There is some connection, at least to you, vaguely, and I'd like to ask you about it. But the top five are, number five is Colorado Springs, Colorado. Okay. Colorado's nice. I mean, I don't know. I know not everyone's.
I have a buddy who lived there. And he said it was unbelievable.
It just.
Unbelievable. From here, but he apparently lived there for a while. He's like, it's unbelievable. I've always thought in my head it was like a. You know, the only thing I know about Colorado Springs is that that detective you watch was a homicide detective there.
And it, oh,
right.
Yes,
and he's like, I was a homicide detective in Colorado Springs, and I saw 375 murders or something. I'm like, well, that sounds horrible. You're one guy. I'm guessing you had other homicide detectives there as well.
Was he Colorado Springs?
Yeah, that's what he talks about.
I was thinking maybe he was Denver, but it could definitely be Colorado Springs.
And he says Colorado Springs, and he's like, I saw 375 murders. I'm like, well, if they had three of you, that's 1,000 murders.
Yeah.
In a city the size of what?
It's not very big. It's not very big. That's the other thing. It says it does technically have 495,000 residents, which is a decent size. I mean, that's a lot of people within the city limits. But when you look at the actual city itself, it's not like it's, you know, giant skyscrapers and stuff. It looks more like it has more of a small town look to it.
Sure.
My thing is like if you like Colorado and you like the mountains and everything, which I know obviously a lot of people do, myself included, then I don't know that I would even really care which part you stuck me in.
No,
we went to some place called Leadville, which didn't even know until we got there. I guess it's the highest place in Colorado, but I just thought this is awesome. Everywhere we've driven is awesome. And when you're from Missouri or, you know, maybe less so Michigan, but certainly when you're from Missouri or Kansas, you know, where I've spent most of my life, just being around mountains is awe-inspiring.
Why
maybe
less
that goes
so
away.
Michigan?
I mean, Michigan, I think, has some
where
some,
are any mountains?
Some scenery. Not mountains necessarily,
okay, I'm like,
but
what
does
are you
have some
about?
Scenery. You hear about the Upper Peninsula and there's water. And
my family, whenever they visit, they're like, man, we're so surprised Kansas is hilly.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, growing up in Detroit, just flat. It's like a grid.
That's what Brooke said about Ohio. She said, because she was born in Ohio, and she said that when she first visited Missouri, she was shocked because, you know, when you're driving down the interstate and they've, like, blown out parts of a hill or something.
Yeah, right.
The she'd never seen that.
Right.
She's like, I've never seen that. I was trying to take pictures of it.
We only saw it when we were driving to Florida. And, even here, you're like, and I thought it was the plains. Like,
right. That's what I thought.
Interesting.
So Colorado Springs is number five. Then number four is Fayetteville, Arkansas, a place that I've spent quite a bit of time. Because my brother went to school there. And then I used to go down there in the summers because we had that car that, you know, it was supposed to be a bonding experience. And I go down there for a few weeks. Have you been there?
I don't think so.
I mean, it's the Ozarks. You know, you got the Ozark Hills or mountains, if you want to call them that, whatever. And in the fall, it looks very pretty. And, you know, it's a college town. I don't think that I don't know a lot about different college towns.
Right.
But from my very limited experience with them, I do have to admit that I think Lawrence, Kansas, to me, kind of seems like about as perfect a
and
college
Fayetteville
town.
Fayetteville is not like that?
Fayetteville is just a little different. It's a good college town,
but I think
you
have them both.
Lawrence.
Like, so to me, it's always like Lawrence, if you took the University of Kansas out of Lawrence, Lawrence doesn't really exist.
Right.
Right? And so that's like you have those Ann Arbor's like that, only bigger.
Right.
But it's the same thing. You drive in, same looking houses, same kind of stores, same kind of Main Street, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. And then you go to other, and these are just my experiences, where the city's bigger.
Yes.
And where they would. So Columbia, you go there. Yeah, there's a college there, but it probably exists even without that college. Michigan State, it's Lansing. Yeah, it's a cool area and vibe around there, but it's also the capital. And if they moved Michigan State out, it would, still be there.
Yeah, I agree.
And so the college towns that I like are the ones that are, you know, the Lawrences, the Ann Arbors, and, you know, Gainesville, Florida, like, without the University of Florida, I don't know what you do in Gainesville, but if you go to Florida State, that's the capital, it's different, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. If the, you know, everyone either is going to school there, works for the school, or their job only exists because the school is
there. Or they just went to school there and decided not to leave, which is also fine.
And that's also a good sign that you got a cool town.
And they're just like, you know what, I like this town. I'm going to stay here. I'm never going to stop going to college.
Yeah. Well, I did really like Fayetteville when I was a kid. It was also the first time I ever had Chili's, because they had Chili's before we did, so I'll never forget that. But Fayetteville's number four. Again, these are the top five places to live in the United States. Number three is Huntsville, Alabama, which I don't think I've been to. I've barely driven through parts of Alabama.
What's in Huntsville?
I don't know. It says if you haven't heard of Huntsville, odds are you will hear of it soon. The city is the fastest growing in the state of Alabama, and for a good reason. The once sleepy town of Huntsville, Alabama, gained fame in the 1960s when it became a hub for NASA, according to Business Insider. Now Huntsville is undergoing another renaissance, with tech companies, craft breweries, and artists all flocking to the town in recent years.
There you go.
Great place for people of all ages. Apparently it has a lot of restaurants, too. So Alabama. Number two is Raleigh, North Carolina.
I've heard that's great. I've never been. I've been to the Carolinas. I've never been to Raleigh. I've been outside Raleigh. Like, my buddy lived outside of it, but I think they were closer to Myrtle Beach.
Did our old boss used to live there?
He might have, yeah.
I know one of our coworkers years ago had come here, I think directly from Raleigh. He talked about it being nice, but I've not been. I've been to Myrtle Beach.
Right.
I mean, I think I've driven through the Carolinas. They're very pretty.
I love the Carolinas. But like I told you, I used to go with my buddy, and man, he lived there. It was unbelievable.
It's really, really cool looking. It's like a different country in a lot of ways. But
and
I don't know if
you're from the north like me, Detroit, like my buddy, be like, yeah, it's my buddy's from Detroit. You're a novelty item.
Why's that? Just like because like you don't have
he
the
doesn't
accent.
Know anything. Like, okay. All right, so you know what? This weekend, let's take him to a hog roast. And I'm like,
yeah.
What are you talking? What? And they're like, just come on, there's a giant pig out in a dirt. I'm like, what?
Right.
They're playing. I remember they were playing Jimmy Buffett, and they were all singing along. I look at my buddy, I go, What song is this? And he's like, you know, and then it was like, you don't know who Jimmy Buffett is? I'm like, I've never heard of that before in my life. They're like, yes, you have. And then they played Margaritaville. I'm like, oh, I've heard this in my mother's car on the way to school, I think, on the Easy Listening Station once. And they're like, for me at that point, it was so culturally different.
Right. It was all
new
for you.
They were, you know, maybe it's because I was with somebody, but they were all really accepting.
Yeah. And I do I get the two states confused.
A lot of Yankee talk, but other than that.
Yes, there is some of that. There are a few too many Confederate flags. At least last time I was down there, it seemed like
I didn't get that,
few.
But it was more like, you know, I think where he was more closer to like Duke and North Carolina University. It seemed like there's a lot of college kids there, too.
And is it just South Carolina? Aren't there a bunch of golf courses? Isn't it like the.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought someone told me that one of the Carolinas might have had like the most golf courses per capita or something. There's a lot of golf courses, at least, in one of the Carolinas.
Sure.
When I drove through it, I saw a ton of them, and they all look nice. But the number one city to live in, according to this thing, I think you actually mentioned it earlier, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Apparently, it's got a really good culinary scene.
That's true.
It's got a growing tech industry, not exactly right. You know, you talked earlier about college towns and
right. Still, there's part of it that has that college feel. You can go out into the suburbs, and then you know, there's giant houses and people make a lot of money, but you can still be in a college town.
So you like it?
I love Ann Arbor.
Okay, I honestly don't know anything about it, and I just wondered if it's more one of those places where it exists because of the college, or it would exist anyway. So it's bigger than that, but. It's also interesting, you know, for the top five places to live in America, it was none of the things that you would normally expect, right? And they also talked about, like, following a pandemic and things have changed and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, looking for jobs, looking for a change of scenery, usually it's these places that are expensive or even just the places that come up a lot. I feel like Is Charlotte's one of them that I feel like has been really popular? Nashville's been really popular in the last, I don't know.
But Coronado Craigman has a good point on Twitch. He says, you're telling me Huntsville, Alabama is better than Coronado Island? Maybe no. I mean, I've never been to a more beautiful place than Coronado Island, except for maybe up the street to that Sea and Wind beach area where I was and hung out. But I think they might include, like, cost of living in that too, right?
Yeah, a lot of those do. So that's just it. You can say, we all know.
Right.
We can argue, but I don't believe you. We all know, like, we're literally the best places to live.
Of course,
It's just most of us can't afford it. So then you go, oh, you know what's actually better than San Diego is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
San Diego's one.
Yes. Yeah. Has to be.
The Church of Laszlo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.